Welcome to the Monday Morning Pastor. This episode is brought to you in partnership with Missio Alliance and Kairos Partnerships. Good morning, JR.
Good morning, Doug. Another Monday morning here.
Yeah, but not just any Monday morning.
That's true.
It is a special Monday morning.
It is October, first of all.
It is October.
We've made it.
It's here.
But yes, October is an important month for pastors and churches, whether they know it or not. It is Pastor Appreciation Month.
Yes, the Pastor Appreciation Month.
Yeah, and there's always this conflicted relationship that pastors have with Pastor Appreciation Month, right? Because it's kind of like Valentine's Day when you're a kid.
Oh, man.
Right?
Bring it.
Because in some ways, it's like you feel, if you know it's Pastor Appreciation Month, if you're a congregant, it's like, well, we should do something. And so pastors are thinking, well, maybe people will do something, but I'm not expecting it, and it would be self-serving. But man, it sure would be nice just to have someone appreciate me.
Yes.
And so there's this conflicted relationship. Some may be listening going, I didn't even know it was Pastor Appreciation Month. And others go, are you kidding me? Yeah, our church has been celebrating that for the last 30 years. But if you didn't know, October is Pastor Appreciation Month.
Yes. Is that a Hallmark holiday? Like, I wonder who has invented Pastor Appreciation Month.
Yeah, Pastor Appreciation Month, it was originally called Clergy Appreciation Month, and it was established in 1992 by a group of pastors and church leaders that wanted to just honor and serve those in ministry. And they grounded that celebration in Paul's words to Timothy, 1 Timothy 5:17, the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those who work in preaching and teaching. And so it was just a group of people in 92 that wanted to do this. So it's not an official holiday, but it is becoming nationally recognized, kind of like Boss Appreciation Day or Administrative Assistant Appreciation Day. But the chances are high that you as a pastor are thinking about it. And again, if you're not a pastor and tune in, we love that you tune in and listen. Please know that your pastor might say, oh, it's not that big a deal. I'm doing it for the Lord. And we are. But it is so important to still have people come alongside of us and remind us that we're doing some things well, or that they're grateful for our faithfulness, or they appreciate some gifts being used, or whatever it may be. So,
yeah, I don't know. It is one of those really, you're right. I think the Valentine's Day analogy is really good because it feels sort of awkward in that I want people to notice, but I also don't want to seem like I'm this
arrogant jerk.
Right.
Who's like, hey, tell me how great I am.
Notice me.
I'm awesome. Notice please. Me. Or desperate. Like, right. Please tell me I'm awesome.
Somebody, for the love of God, please let me know I'm good. Yeah. But I think too, it really can be, a calling that just, again, and we've talked about this over the course of, you know, into the season, but the loneliness factor of pastors. And sometimes we do wonder, are we even doing anything good?
Yeah.
Is anything really changing in the life of our people, in the life of our community because of our presence here?
Yeah. And a few weeks ago, I mean, just, you know, being real here, a few weeks ago, I just was in a funk and I told Megan, like, I don't know what it is. I just feel depleted and discouraged. And I'm wondering, am I making any difference at all? And this one phrase kept running through my head over and over again. Maybe the critics are right.
Wow.
And I just couldn't get that out of my head. Maybe the critics are actually right. Maybe the people that have been so hard on me, maybe they actually are right. And so anyway, I share all that to say, pastors are people first. That's the point of this podcast. And so that's, and last year I wrote an open letter on Christianity Today, and it's titled, What Your Pastor Won't Tell You But Wishes You Knew About Pastor Appreciation Month. And so it was actually a letter not written to pastors, but to congregants to help them just get in the psyche and understand it. And again, it's not to be desperate, like not whiny, like we need affirmation, tell it. But I think so few people understand the mindset of a pastor unless you're a pastor. And so, I think hopefully that'll be helpful. We'll put that in the show notes. But you know, a few key things to just keep in mind, whether or not your church, whether you recognize Pastor Appreciation Month, it's on your pastor's mind. And then, as we mentioned already, pastors feel really conflicted about this month. And the third thing that we want to encourage you, especially if you're a congregation, is you don't have to go all out for Pastor Appreciation Month. Mm. You can just write a handwritten, thoughtful note to your pastor and say, thank you for what you're doing. When you came in and supported us when our child was in the hospital, we always will remember that. Or you put your arm around your pastor and just say, thank you. We are so grateful for you. Maybe a little gift card or just, you know, to Starbucks, a little $5 gift card, something small to just help them know how much they're appreciated. Don't even have to spend money on it. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it. But I think can be really, really helpful. I remember two or three years ago, there was a guy in our church and his company had an allotment of season tickets. And so he brought me and another pastor to a Sunday night Eagles Giants football game. Now, it didn't cost him anything. He just wanted to use those tickets to bless me and another pastor. And I just, as small as that was really a kind gesture because I got to spend time with him and with this other pastor and an experience I won't forget. And a great memory, and especially since the Eagles beat the Giants on nationally televised Sunday Night Football. But all that to say, it was just a beautiful gift that was small, but it just meant so much. He just was thinking about us. And he said, oh, I picked up hoagies on the way. And for those of you not from Philadelphia, those are like submarine sandwiches. but just that he was so thoughtful about picking up dinner and then taking us to the game. It was really meaningful.
Yeah, there. I have two files. One is a hard file in my office, and the other one is an email file, and it's just called The Good Things.
Yeah, good.
And I have a few letters from different folks within our church who have taken the time to handwrite me a letter during Pastor Appreciation Month, and I read them every October.
Wow, wow.
And because, again, some of it is there are seasons when you may not get a lot of affirmation, but you have to remember those words that have been spoken over you. And I think, too, even for a congregant to recognize how much power those words of affirmation actually have. Don't be worried that your pastor's going to get a big head. He already has one. but make sure just that when you, I think even just being specific when you say something, I love how you put that when you came to the hospital visit or when you did this. I know when you and I were passing together, we would always get a tin of popcorn.
Yes, yes.
And the tin of popcorn is the highlight of my October, but it's the highlight of my kids' October too. And there's a family in our church that every Pastor Appreciation Month, we get a tin of popcorn. And
yeah.
I've just appreciated, and I look forward to that because I know it's coming.
It tastes good, but there's a smile on my face when I'm eating it because I'm reminded, like, absolutely, this is the literal taste of appreciation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's a small gesture, but it means so much. And you kind of know it's coming because they do it each year. You're like, oh, here it is. Thank you. But it's we're so grateful for that family, which is just awesome. So yeah, again, it doesn't have to be a tin of popcorn. Doesn't have to be a big gift card. You don't have to take someone to an NFL game. Maybe it's just a Facebook shout out. Maybe it's a 2-minute word of affirmation during Sunday announcements up front, or a heartfelt email, or just pick up the phone and just call them and say, I just wanted to let you know the influence that you've had, the impact you've had. I'm growing in my faith because of you in the area of ... Man, that's just going to mean so much to him or her when you call them. And so anyway, that's the encouragement. And I also think it's important because there have been years and years where pastors have been faithful and maybe congregations don't know October is Pastor Appreciation Month, but it's been on the mind of pastors. And they don't want to seem pretentious or narcissistic, but they always are saying, man, just one handwritten note would mean so much. And so we just want to say to you, whether you are acknowledged and affirmed in Pastor Appreciation Month or you've never been acknowledged, maybe you didn't even know it was Pastor Appreciation Month until the beginning of this episode, but to say we are so thankful for you and your faithfulness of serving Jesus, of doing those things that few people see, of being involved in those late night meetings or those early morning hospital visits, or being in an elder meeting where it's very difficult, or hearing something about a congregant you wish you didn't know and trying to pastor through the mess. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you're doing.
so that has inspired that gratitude for the work that the men and women listening and the men and women who aren't listening do in pastoral ministry. It's inspired a bit of creativity and, dare we say, mischief for JR and I. And one of the things that we're super excited about is the bulk of our interviews today is going to be JR and I cold calling pastors that we know and love just to affirm the work that they're doing. And so we want to invite you just to listen and to smile and to bless and to pray and to recognize that whether you're one of those people called on this or not, we appreciate you, and God sees you and God hears you and he's with you. And so we're just pumped to be able to have an opportunity to just create some good mischief. And we want to invite you into that process too.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make some calls right now. And this first call we're going to make is to a pastor in Virginia by the name of Steve England. And he's a listener of the show. So let's see if he picks up.
Hey, JR.
Hey, Steve. JR Briggs here. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, we are recording live right now the Monday Morning Pastor podcast. And Doug is here as well.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, Doug.
How are you?
What's up? Good. How are you?
Good, man. Super good.
So we just wanted to take a moment. Here's what we're doing. We are just calling pastors on the fly and just wanting to tell them how much we appreciate them. And we know that you listen to the Monday Morning Pastor podcast regularly, and we know you've gone through a real hard season. And we just want to affirm you and encourage you and thank you for being faithful even through hard times. And so one of the things that I love about you is your humor and how when things are hard, you're still able to laugh about things, but in appropriate ways. And so we just wanted to say hey and say thanks and make sure you knew you were loved and appreciated, my friend.
Oh man, thanks. I really appreciate it. That means a lot. It's awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Well, hope you have a great day and just know that you're loved.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, that means so much.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
All right. I'll see you. Yep.
The next person we're going to call is Cody Sherry, and he is a youth pastor in the center of the great state of Pennsylvania. So.
Hey, Douglas.
Cody, how's it going, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So I'm calling you right now. I'm recording you, and we just wanted to call JR and I for the Monday Morning Pastor. Just wanted to call and just speak words of affirmation to you. So I just wanted to tell you, man, I'm so proud of the ministry that you're doing. I'm so proud of the way that you're loving students into the kingdom, for the way that you're seeing them grow in amazing ways. And I just want you to know that you're loved by God because of who you are, and the things that you do are really, really cool too.
Thank you. I really love to hear that. That's awesome. I mean, I don't know, like you just kind of forget sometimes like why you're doing what you're doing, or you get stuff. And so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Well, dude, we appreciate you. Know that you're loved. Know that everything that you do is important and that God is with you always, my friend.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, JR. I appreciate that.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too. See ya.
See you, man.
This next pastor we're going to call is a pastor in Western Michigan by the name of AJ Gretz. So let's call and let's see if we can get him. AJ, JR Briggs, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I want to let you know right now, I am recording live here on the Monday Morning Pastor podcast with my friend Doug. And we just want a chance to say, and we're just calling different pastors just to affirm them and to encourage them. And I've said it to you one-on-one, but want to make sure you hear it again. I'm so grateful for your ministry and what you're doing and how you're trying to be faithful in your new context. And so I'm just grateful for you. Wanted to make sure you knew it. And when we were calling different pastors, you came to mind, and you have been so hungry and so faithful and wanting to learn and honor Jesus. And I'm just proud of you. So I wanted to make sure that you heard that here this morning.
Wow. Thanks, man.
So
you can call anytime.
Well, we just might. And we just know that pastors aren't encouraged nearly as much as they should be. And ministry's hard. And so you have just been faithful in the midst of ministry, which there's lots of joy, but there's also lots of pain and hardship. And so just want to thank you for that for the sake of the kingdom, and just to make sure you know that you're loved and appreciated, my friend.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. I really appreciate that.
So you're welcome. Well, hope you have a great day, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. See you, man. Bye-bye.
Yo, dude.
Johnny Radcliffe. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. Listen, I am calling. JR and I, for Pastor Appreciation Month, have just been calling pastors and recording the quick conversations that we have. And so I just wanted to call and say thank you so much for being faithful. Thank you for being a youth pastor who cares about the spiritual formation of our children. And thank you for the way you've just been so faithful in the way that God has used you throughout the years. So I'm grateful for you, ma'am.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I want you to know, like, the stuff you do really matters a lot. But I also want to remind you that God doesn't love you just because of the things that you do, but because of who you are.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Now we're going to call Dan Alger. Dan is in North Carolina and is a minister, actually a priest in the Anglican Communion. So let's talk to Dan. Hey, Dan. Good morning. How are you, man?
Doing great. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Actually, this is a different kind of call. I am actually recording live on our podcast, the Monday Morning Pastor Podcast, with my friend Doug here. And we're just calling a whole bunch of pastors and just wanted to thank them for just a few minutes for what they're doing. So I just wanted to call and say thank you so much for your faithfulness and all that you're doing within the Anglican Communion, and the way in which you're wanting to see churches planted around the country. And I know ministry's fun and full of a lot of joy, but it's also full of a lot of headaches and hardships and setbacks. And so I just want to thank you for your faithfulness, the way you've been faithful to God and faithful to others and those that you've been called to serve. So just wanted to make sure you heard that, because pastors just don't hear that encouragement enough. So I just appreciate you, man, and wanted to make sure you heard that.
Well, thanks, brother. I really appreciate that very much. It's a good word to hear, and to know that that people are appreciative and are praying for us as well. So I appreciate you and your ministry, and really thankful for a phone call. That warms my heart today. As Paul says, refresh the hearts of the saints. Right?
That's exactly right. That's right. Yep. Well, I'm glad you were refreshed, and we're just grateful for you, and thanks for all you do, man. It is a joy to walk alongside of you and see what you're doing. So hope you have a great rest of the day, man.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. You guys keep up the good work over there.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man.
All
right.
Howdy, Rev.
Jim, how are you, man?
Good, man. What are you doing?
Not too much. Actually, I am calling. JR and I are doing this thing for Pastor Appreciation Month, just calling up pastors to just appreciate them. So I was thinking about you, and I just want to call and say thank you so much for being faithful. The work that you do matters. It's important. And I just wanted to encourage you, man. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man.
This next call is to our friend Adam Wood, who pastors a church down in Dallas.
Hey, man.
Hey, Adam. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well, my friend. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. I want to let you know this quick phone call here, I'm calling you. We are, my friend Doug and I, who co-host the Monday Morning Pastor Podcast, we're actually recording live right now. And one of the things that we're doing is we're calling a handful of pastors that we know and just wanted to briefly say thanks for the way in which you serve and you've been so faithful. So Adam, one of the things I love about you is you have always been so hungry and you want to be faithful to God and you're always looking to grow. And you have just, when I think of you, I think of steadfastness. Mm. You are so steadfast in what you're doing, and the ministry that you and Amy have together is beautiful. Certainly there are ups and there are downs, but just wanted a chance to make sure that you heard from me and from us that we so appreciate you and we're just grateful for you. So that's all. That's the only reason I wanted to call, is just to say thank you and to say, keep going, keep following Jesus, man.
Right on. Thank you, my brother. I receive it. I'm encouraged. Thank you, my friend.
So make sure you give Amy a big hug from us as well and tell her the same thing. We're grateful for her and her faithfulness in ministry that she has been so ongoing in what she's done alongside of you together. So anyway, hope you have a great day, man. Love you.
Likewise. Love you, brother. Absolutely. All right. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hello, Doug.
Ian, how you doing, man?
I'm well. How are you, my friend?
Good. So JR and I are doing this thing with the Monday Morning Pastor where we're just calling pastors and recording this. So you are being recorded right now. But I just wanted to call and just thank you so much for being faithful, for really like just working the way that you do in such a unique city. And I just wanted to just bless you.
Well, I am feeling the blessings, my friend. How's the family?
The family is doing super well. Yeah, my family still talks about that cool guy who brings down good stuff from Vermont. So I think they're kind of missing you, which is super good. How about your family? Grown a bit, which is awesome.
Little bit. We have a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old, most recent birthdays weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
Both of them. It is a joy. Yeah, I was, my wife and I are actually in Nashville right now, and it's our first time away from both the girls. So,
no way.
Yes, we came down for a wedding, and then it was our anniversary this week, and we decided to take a little bit of a break. And so it was strange and beautiful being away from the kids.
Oh man.
And we also can't wait to go back. So we're heading back today.
Oh, well, friend, I hope you enjoy the rest of your time with your beautiful bride. And yeah, thanks so much for all you do, man. It's so good. I'm grateful that I get a chance to call you brother and fellow pastor.
And thanks to you and JR. And I look forward to the next Monday morning podcast. So I can get a good cry out because that's been happening recently. So
nice. All right, man. Well, enjoy your time in Nash, Vegas.
Okay. Love you, Doug. Take care.
Love you too, man. See ya.
Bye.
Now we're going to call Derek Human. Derek is planting a church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And so we're going to give him a call.
Hey, JR.
Hey, Derek. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, man, I just want to let you know we are recording live right now on the Monday Morning Pastor podcast. And one of the things that Doug and I are doing right now is just calling around to different pastors to just thank them and tell them that we are so grateful for them and their faithfulness. And so I just wanted to briefly just give you a call and make sure you knew that I know that church planning is great, but I also know it is scary and overwhelming and makes you feel insecure and forces you to your knees. And some days you think you're crazy, and it's true about all of those, of course, but we just wanted to say thank you for your faithfulness and your willingness to trust Christ by stepping out to plant and both you and Kim. And so we just want to make sure you know that. And one of the things I love about you, Derek, is you have a rare gift of being a pastor who cares for people, as well as being administratively gifted and detail oriented, which is not a combination we see in a lot of pastors. So we just want to say thanks for who you are and for what you're doing. And on discouraging days, I want you to just remember that not only is there a smile on God's face, but there are other pastors, Doug and I being among that a group, that's so grateful for you and appreciative of what you're doing. So thanks, man. We're so grateful for the way in which you're still going at it and what you're doing there in Ann Arbor.
Thank you so much. I needed that today.
Huh. Yeah.
That's good.
Well, be encouraged, brother, and make sure you tell Kim we said hello. Give her a big hug from us. And I know she's a part of the ministry together. You're doing this together. So make sure that you pass on our words of affirmation and encouragement to her. So grateful for you, brother, and hope you have a great day, man.
Thanks, JR. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
JR, I was completely reminded how powerful words are in this episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
So much fun.
It was fun and very meaningful to be able to do that. And we had, you know, several people later would text us and reached out to us and just said, man, I really appreciated that. So I was like, I mentioned to you after we did the calls, I was a little bit nervous, like calling them on the air. Like, I don't know if it was like a little voyeurism or like manipulation. I wasn't, not at all. So if we called you, I hope you all received it well. But it also reminded me that even when we're not on the air, that should be a common practice, I think, for us, you know, just to be able to reach out and just say, hey, I'm calling for no reason other than just say I'm grateful for you.
Boy, that's huge. Almost if we build that in as a spiritual practice as pastors to notice other pastors.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Again, we live in a culture that does a lot of things or catch people doing things wrong. Mm-hmm. But what if we created a culture where we catch people doing things right? And it wasn't just successes, but it was, hey, thanks for being faithful. I know it's been a hard season. Thanks for not giving up. Thanks for persevering. And I just think that, I mean, who wouldn't want that, you know?
Well, and again, I feel like that is one of the main things that we are hoping to do with these stories and this podcast is to tell a different story.
Yeah.
These are catching people doing things really well. This is the time when we're celebrating this really amazing thing that we get to do called pastoral ministry.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's kind of a different episode for us, but we feel like it's a different month here in October. And it's incredibly important that we say thanks. And so we want to make sure, first of all, pastors, if you are appreciated, receive that. I think it's easy to say, oh, you know, it's the Lord. And it is the Lord. But also to know you have a role to play in that. We're not the lead. We're not in the driver's seat. We're in the passenger seat. And when it comes to partnering with the Lord, but you do have a role. And so just receive that. Just look people in the eyes and say thank you and receive that. And be grateful that people appreciate you. But we also want to make sure that we acknowledge those pastors who are hearing this podcast going, well, I would just love a call like that. I'd love just somebody to write me a thank you note. And you feel discouraged and lonely and isolated and down. And with those shoulders sagging and that head drooping, we just want to say that we may not know you and you may not receive a call this month. We hope you do, or a letter. But we just want to say that we do appreciate you and we're really grateful. This is why we do this podcast, for people like you. And we just want you to know we're really grateful for you. Not in a trite way. We really are grateful. You are the unsung heroes that don't give up, that stay in the trenches, even when it's difficult. But there's also a third group of people that we want to make sure here at the end of this podcast that we are addressing. And it's for everybody who's not a pastor. If you are not clergy, we want to make sure that we're challenging you. Don't just assume your pastor, whoever he or she may be, knows that they're encouraged, knows that they're grateful. So the onus is on you. The responsibility is on you in a healthy way to just at minimum reach out and say thank you to your pastor. Even if you don't love their preaching, even if you don't think they're the most amazing pastor at a hospital visit, be grateful for them and the role that they play. Know that their family oftentimes makes great sacrifices because they are in this role, in this calling. And truthfully, they could probably be making a lot more money doing a lot of other things, but choose to stick in. So if you are non-clergy, we want to encourage you, just reach out and say thank you to the pastors in your life.
That's so good, JR. I'm just grateful for the fact that one of the things that I know that I've watched you model well is to notice people when they're doing things and when most people don't. Mm. And so, you know, part of what we do as pastors is very draining, is very difficult. But when those really good things happen, We need to begin to learn how to store those better. And so our resource for this week that we would love to share is more of a, it's more of an opportunity for you to begin to store up these words of affirmation or these stories or these letters. And it's just simply by creating an encouragement file, or as I have in my folder at my house called Awesome Things. And
that's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful, because what it is a few years ago, I got a ton of letters during Pastor Appreciation Month from people. And every year in October, I read through them. And I will tell you what, those letters have been a lifeline for me over the course of ministry. And when I know that I'm feeling like I've really screwed up or things aren't going as well as I wanted them to, I can reach back in that file. And it's just so nice to have them there, because it's very quick that we forget that we do good things. And yeah, it's very quick that we forget that we've made impacts in people's lives. So I want to encourage you to create a file, an encouragement file, make it hard copy, print things out, save up the treasures in which you're receiving, not as a way of being proud and boastful, but a way of being reminded that God is at work in the stuff that you do.
Yeah. And on those hardest of days, those loneliest of days where the lies are quite loud and seem believable, to be able to just carve out 10, 15 minutes and just sit down and look, read some of those cards or those emails or those notes. It's a big shot in the arm and a reminder, hey, not everything I do is terrible. Not everyone hates me. There is fruit here. People have been impacted, because we can have amnesia and forget that so easily.
We really can. Yeah. And just a few questions to be thinking through. As you look back, what are you most proud of in the last year, in this past year? So as you look back, what are you most proud of? Where have you noticed God meeting you in ministry? And how can you appreciate the mentor, the pastor, the professor who really poured into you? So what would it look like to write them a note or to give them a phone call or treat them to coffee? But that we would spend time in this month of being appreciated by appreciating others as well.
And we're really grateful for you all. And this month, we're going to be doing a few different things, a little bit differently, just as we think about Pastor Appreciation Month. But we just want to say once again, thank you. We are grateful for you. We'd love to hear from you. If we can encourage you, I know that's even a vulnerable thing to say, hey, I just need encouragement. Will you pray for me? We would welcome that. So please let us know. We would love the opportunity to be able to do that for you and with you, and be reminded that in the midst of the intensity and the difficulty, that you are loved deeply, and that you are appreciated, not for what you do and the quote-unquote success you may have, but for your faithfulness to God's call in your life to run after this adventure in ministry. And we just want to say thank you. We bless you this week, and go and know that you are loved and appreciated. God bless.